The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is with me, the travel journalist and the Lonely Planet author, continuing our ultimate guide. Fionn, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you disappointed we're back in studio? You were with us on the roof on Friday for our celebration of the summer while it was here.
My two favourite days of the year, Christmas and summer. No, it was wonderful, wasn't it?
It was. It was great. And hopefully we'll get another belt of sunshine.
I'm sure we will, you know.
I mean, we're talking about cruises today.
Yeah, it's well, oddly enough, the idea, the inspiration came to me because of the fine weather we've been having. And, you know, it's this idea of getting out. And you can take to Irish waters way, way more, perhaps, than you realise. Mm. You know, and there are some obvious ones, but there are some wonderful options about taking longer cruises, but even like half day, full day boat trips, et cetera, et cetera, that get you out in the water and enjoying.
Okay, so let's talk about them. We might start with the obvious place.
Well, the Shannon.
The place that'll come to people's mind, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I've never been on a boat on the Shannon.
Have you not?
No.
I mean, I think it's one of the surprise experiences. People go with relatively low expectations, which is weird. And then I've never met anyone who is a first-time Shannon cruiser who doesn't come away going, it was amazing. It was incredible. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like, obviously, you can go week-long cruises. You can do 10-day-long cruises. You can do single-day cruises. Look, like Carracraft has these really nice scenic cruises from Carrick and Shannon to Banagher. And then you stop like for like a forest picnic or something like that. Or you can visit Clonmacnoise, you know?
Yeah.
And like, there's something very nice about that. There's something redolent of like olden days of travel.
Where I suppose like, you know, when you're traveling around the Amalfi Coast or somewhere else in the Mediterranean, and you can imagine yourself rolling into these cities on a cruise ship. I've rarely driven through the Midlands and thought to myself, oh God, I would love to experience this.
And yet
as a
the
cruise.
Midlands, I would argue, is probably...
My apologies to all of our listeners from the Midlands.
Well, I'm going to really plug the Midlands here.
Yeah, okay, go for
it. So, for example, Silver Line cruisers, so you can do these journeys along Loch Ree, Loch Derg, anything from like a weekend break to a two-week holiday. Like, imagine doing 2 weeks along the Shannon Basin, doing Loch Derg, like from Loch Ree down to Loch Derg.
Yeah, I can't. Can't imagine it.
I mean, look, it's not for everybody. Some people just don't have the imagination.
That's shade. That is shade.
Look, and then, you know, you want to, how about this? Maybe, actually, no, this I think might tempt you.
Okay.
You know, being a presenter of a certain stature, et cetera, et cetera. So you watch Emerald Star's Royal Mystique, which is part of the Le Boat fleet, and it has routes across Europe and Canada, but that's luxury. If you want like a really nice luxury. See, already I can see it.
Right.
Look at the smile. Yeah. The smile is like escaping the edge of your
maybe
lips.
Maybe there's a standard there I might be accustomed to.
Or if you want to go north, you can go do the Shannon Earn Waterway with Loch Ree cruisers. And this is like, imagine your old world canals, Woodford River, right up into Loch Earn. If you want to do, say, just like a quick teaser.
Yeah, I probably want to start with it. I'm not going to jump in with a 2 week holiday
No. One, because it would not be cheap either.
And two, because it's the Midlands. So what if it was short?
How about this? 2 hours on Loch Ree.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to give you a flavor of Irish waterways. Okay. So Piers Connell's Hidden Heartlands Tour. And I've mentioned it before. I think last year, maybe a year ago or longer. Mm. So I was on Loch Ree and I took Pierce's tour just on his boat. And it's this amazing combination of friendliness, full of like local gossip, but in the best sense of like, you know who lives in that house? Do you know who owns that house?
Oh, very good.
Plus the lore and history of Loch Ree and the tales of Vikings and who came up the waterways, etc. And you realize 2 hours go by in a heartbeat, full of humor. And I think that was when my appetite for Irish waterways was really wetted properly.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fabulous. And again, an unexpected treat. Piers Connell is the captain's name. So it's on Loch Ree. It's a Hidden Heartlands tour is called. Now, you can do shorter Shannon cruises. So Moon River cruises, they do things like, you know, they add a bit of live music. You've got like ancient sites. So they've got this heated cruiser. So you can go for a night on the water from Carrick and Shannon. Or if you wanted a little special, how about book a stay in the Shannon Princess? So again, 5-star service. They stop at Burcastle, Demine, Portumna and right into Galway City.
Okay.
Or you could try Barracuda Boat Trips from Athlone, where it's a cruise to Clonmacnoise. By the way, the theme here is Clonmacnoise is a central part of Loch Ree and Shannon cruises in the Midlands.
All right,
because
okay.
It's, you've been to Clonmacnoise.
No, never been to Clonmacnoise.
Kieran.
Yeah.
How could you?
Because, you know, my experience
Kilkenny
of,
south.
Yeah, just south of Kilkenny is
and
where
not
I,
even
you
like
know
all
that.
Of Wexford, just a little bit of Wexford.
No, not just just the Hook Peninsula.
Hook Peninsula.
That's it.
Clonmacnoise is
You know, I think I've only been to Kilmore Quay once in my life. And it's only up the road, like, from where
really
I go,
is.
Where I've spent every summer of my life.
Clonmacnoise, the monks knew
I'd
a thing
or
two.
Get a nosebleed if I went that far away.
Listen, if ancient monks, the early monastic settlers should really, if, you know, catapult them into the modern age, they'd be presenting kind of property programs because they knew about location. Clonmacnoise is built on a bend in the Shannon. And it's like on a little kind of crook overlooking, and it's stunningly situated. And approaching it from the sea, and if you do it like from Athlone, you can get to take the Viking ship, or, you know, it's a replica of a Viking ship, and do what the Vikings did. Can you imagine the Vikings in the 9th century sailing up the Shannon
and pillage it
and getting a look at this place and go, okay, boys,
rubbing their hands
for a treat. So anyway, that's the waterways in the Midlands. Look, you can do a barge trip. So you can go in Salins in Kildare. You can do a guided canal cruise, so you can get over the Leinster Aqueduct. These are great private trips and perfect for a family day out. Like, you don't even have to leave Dublin.
Okay.
To do this, okay?
Well, what about cruises in salt water?
Ah, cruises in salt water.
In the sea.
Okay, so Dingle Bay Tours. So Dingle Dolphin Tours, they have these like guided trips. They do packed with wildlife and local stories. Like, need I say more? You're in Kerry, you're in Dingle.
Yeah, I like the sound of this now.
Bantry Bay, they do some great boat trips from Glengariff. So Bantry Bay Charters, you can spot seals, dolphins, whales. You can actually see whales. They do sunrise or sunset trips, so you can go, like, and they also have this day on the bay where it includes snorkeling, fishing, or cruising to Dorsey Island. How about a sea safari in Baltimore?
Oh, I like the sound of this now. Yeah. Oh, such a beautiful part of the country.
It really, really is. And again, so whale watching, dolphins, seabirds. I know people get greedy and they just want whales, and then when you show them a dolphin, they go like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, just show me the whales." But
yeah,
sometimes you see them, sometimes you
but
don't.
All around there, Cape Clear, isn't that? That's that area near Baltimore, right? Shirkin and
absolutely
Cape Clear Island. Anyway, I can't remember the names, but anyway, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Up in County Mayo, you can Westport Cruises does
Roaring Water Bay. Isn't that it? Isn't that the bay that Baltimore's at? Roaring Water Bay.
Is that what it's called? I actually don't know that.
Great name.
Look at you knowing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. A man who barely has visited Kilmore Quay knows Roaring Water Bay. Here's one, right? So Westport Cruises, they do this really interesting cruise of Clew Bay with his, well, they say 365 islands, including one of them, Dornish, which was once owned by none other than John Lennon.
Was it?
Yes. Yes.
Clew Bay, yeah, is absolutely spectacular.
Mm. Yeah, it's gorgeous. And then you're in the shadow of Crowpatrick.
Yeah. I'd love to do a couple of weeks over in the west with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you could.
It's just too far. But as you were describing
it. Too far from where?
From where I live.
Hang on a second. So you will think nothing about flying them to Southern Europe.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but you won't get into the car.
And drive to Galway, drive to Connemara. I'd love to do Connemara with them. And you know what I do now, Fionn? Stop and I do that 2-hour cruise on the Shannon as a stop on the way.
But you should.
2 hours up, do the cruise, have a bit of lunch, then 2 hours on again and you're in Connemara.
Now, here's one for you, right? Have you ever considered a sailing camp?
No.
Like where you learn how to sail?
No, I wouldn't. There wouldn't be much sailing now where I'm from, so it just wouldn't be on my radar.
No, I mean, but you know, it's like, you know, you can generate an interest in it, despite the fact that you are born in a landlocked county.
Yeah.
Born and raised. Oysterhaven and Cork, they have these 5-day sailing and windsurfing courses with the Oysterhaven Centre, and these are all accredited by Irish Sailing. They're perfect for kids. Maybe your kids would be too young, so like from the 11 to 17 teenagers, really.
Yes.
They're ideal. Like, it's a great, like a 5-day sailing camp where you learn and learn literally the ropes of sailing. But it's great experience in the summertime. Galway Bay Sailing Club, they have these really good camps and weekend courses in Oranmore. On the East Coast, Carlingford Sail Training Centre, they have summer courses with these like beautiful views of Carlingford Lough and Slieffoy. It's just, I've never been a sea. Like when I was in Calcan last week, we went out on a charter boat for a day, and now I feel like I'm Captain Ahab. Like, you know, I'm like I'm born for the sea.
And how weather dependent are they, these cruises?
Like, so for instance, yeah, like the cruise or the boat to the Blasket Islands was cancelled today because of the weather. So yes, they are weather dependent.
Yeah, but I mean, if it was overcast, misty, miserable. You're okay.
Absolutely. No. It's just if weather gets bad, like if it's the wind, it's really a wind issue, isn't it? More than a rain issue.
Yeah, so, it is certainly at sea.
But I guess the point of this is to illustrate the fact that, like, for an island, we seem strangely kind of removed from water-based activity, generally speaking. I mean, obviously, I'm sure there are plenty of sailors and cruisers and boaters listening going, what are you talking about? But I mean, on the whole, in my experience, it's always been something that people kind of go, oh yeah, I hadn't thought about something like that.
Somebody here says, I worked for a regional newspaper. Wait till you hear this. This gives you a sense of how much money regional newspapers made. There was a window of time where they made good money.
Yes.
Every year we'd go on a team building trip to the likes of Rome, Venice, Amsterdam. But the best trip ever was a River Shannon boat cruise.
I thank you very much. It's my brother, 35 years ago, introduced me to the concept of it. And it was class. It was so brilliant. It's just so brilliant. And again, I'm not someone who's naturally predisposed towards being on a boat. Like, ultimately, I don't care. In the sense of, like, it's not something that I was born or yearned for. But every time I step
reading the novels of Patrick O'Brien.
Oh my God. I tried. I really, really tried.
And lots of stuff about rope.
Oh my God. 30 pages into it, there's only so much I can take on, like, technical.
Knots.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't. But I will tell you that my boating experiences in Ireland have all been uniformly good.
Like, all right.
Really, really good.
All right. Okay. You whet the appetite well.
There you go.
You always do. You always do. Fiona Davenport, travel journalist, Lonely Planet author.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.